The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Back. Thanks for listening to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Doctor, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Dorothy, in just a minute or so about spinal stenosis, which I guess is becoming a more popular diagnosis. Tell us a little bit about it before we get her on the line here.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of it around these days. And in fact, this particular patient, Dorothy, didn't come to me for spinal stenosis. She was, in fact, scheduled for the surgery for it.
And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I suggested when she came in that maybe she might want to give it a little time and see how things went. As it turned out, she never did have the surgery, but she'll tell that story. Spinal stenosis is a condition. Stenosis is a closing off of a canal or a hole. And you'll find the spinal cord itself travels down a series of bones with holes in them. And things can happen as people get older where this begins to start causing a calcium buildup. Now, there's a reason that that happens. Calcium just doesn't appear for no reason at all. But there's a calcium buildup, and it begins to start closing off those foramen. And so surgery is done to go in and try and clean that calcium out to take away the closing off that's occurring with that. Our approach is a little different. Obviously, we don't do surgery, but we do try and explore the underlying biomechanical issues that may be causing that to happen.
Well, let's get her on the phone here.
Sounds good.
Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So why don't we begin by having you tell us, what were you suffering from when you came to Dr. Yardley? What was your difficulty that you were dealing with?
Well, I was dealing with not being able to sleep at night.
And what was causing that? Were you in pain or what was happening?
No, I have no idea why, but my daughter heard over the radio that medications could cause this. And Dr. Yardley had a thing about coming to him, so she signed me up for that.
Okay, and you also had some low back pain, is that right?
Right, but see, that wasn't even taken into consideration at the time until we visited with Dr. Yardley, and then it came up that this could help.
Well, that's right. Now, you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis, I think, Dorothy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was actually scheduled for an operation.
That's right. Well, it was just incidental when I was taking your history that you and your daughter mentioned that in next month you were scheduled for this back surgery, and I think I might have said to you, perhaps you might want to put that off for a month or two and see what happens.
Right, right.
Mm. Kind of frightening to look at back surgery, you know, in any case, and it's not 100% reliable at all, is it?
I have not heard of any back surgery, but I was in such pain, I was willing to try anything. Because my chiropractor finally told me, I can't do any more for you, Dorothy.
Well, I'm really glad you came in. And you never did get that surgery done, right?
No, never did.
Well, let's talk about what you did do. You had the correction, the procedure with Dr. Yardley. What was it? Was it awful? Did he put his hands all over you? Did they wrench you around,
no.
Dorothy?
He barely touched my neck.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh boy, this is really going to do something, you know.
So you were a little skeptical?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay.
I couldn't imagine because I do not understand this process all. But it works, and that's all I care about.
Well, let's talk about it working. How has it changed your life? I mean, are you sleeping better?
Now, you know something? I don't feel that I'm sleeping all that much better, but I can walk up a hill now. I can walk up the steps without taking one foot and then putting the foot right next to it. I mean, I can last all day on my feet. I mean, and people have noticed that. I mean, gee, Dorothy, since you don't have the pain anymore, you just look more alive, you know?
So that low back pain that you were facing surgery for, that went away.
It's away. Yes, it's gone away.
And what is it, how has that changed your life?
Like I just said, I mean, I can walk up hills now. I never could walk up a hill. It just hurt too bad. And I don't limp anymore. I had a limp because it hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't limp anymore. And I just don't have any pain in my back anymore.
Well, that is really
That must
good.
Be just amazing. I mean, to...
Oh, it's a miracle, man. I mean, to think of how much pain I was in that I was actually going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. And that goes away. That's just that's an amazing story in and of itself. So would you recommend Dr. Yardley to your friends?
Oh, definitely. In fact, my neighbor, they were so impressed that because they knew how much pain I was in all the time. They were so impressed that he is going to Dr. Yardley now for restless leg syndrome.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that really comes from the same area. It's the low back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us. I your story is one that's pretty amazing, really.
Yes.
It is. It is. I mean, you got to see all the looks I get when I say that, you know, that, I mean, when I tell my story.
Yes. Yes. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on. It's really great for you to do that. And, you know, how many people out there are facing surgery that could be helped if they
only
knew about it?
Yeah. All right, Dorothy, have a great day.
You know, I forgot to mention that she had started back on her exercise class again.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
No surgery, exercise class.
Exactly.
Wow. An amazing story. You know, it could be your story. Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute's all-natural approach to healthcare is very non-invasive, extremely gentle. It allows your body to heal naturally, doesn't it, Lee?
That is correct.
It's all about kind of getting out of the way of your body doing its thing.
Mm, body's designed to heal itself.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Frank, I've got a question for you.
Goody. Okay, fire away.
Okay, so is health the absence of symptoms?
Health the absence of symptoms. Well, it is possible to be unhealthy without symptoms.
That's correct.
So I would have to say that no, health is health, and the symptoms may or may not be present for whatever illness you have.
So are you suggesting that you can actually have symptoms and be healthy? You can feel like crap, and it's actually healthy.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, and you would be right. I mean, based on everything science knows, you cannot define health as being the absence.
All right, let's go into this a little bit. Explain what you mean.
Okay, let's take Patrick Swayze, diagnosed with not stage one, but stage four pancreatic cancer, February of 2007.
Out of nowhere, you're right.
Exactly. You go back 90 days, this guy's riding horses, he's making movies, he's buff, he's sexy, and he's terminally ill. See, you don't get to stage four without going through stage one, stage two, stage three, and to get to stage four.
Right.
The problem was he didn't know it.
He didn't manifest symptoms.
That's right. And the bigger problem was that his doctors didn't know it. In fact, he died of the same disease that Michael Landon died of at about the same age 10 years before him, and the same disease that Steve Jobs died of at about the same age. Let's say you and I, Frank, go out and eat dinner. Let's go. Say we go out and eat Chinese.
Okay.
Instead of chicken chow mein, let's say we get ptomain.
Oh, yeah, as in ptomain food poisoning?
Ptomain poisoning.
Oh, hate food poisoning.
Isn't it?
This
poison's going to make it into the lining of your stomach, and
right.
There's going to be little sensors that determine that these are bad actors. We don't want these here.
Get these guys out.
Brain smart. What does it do? Muscles go into spasm. It's a mad dash for the John. You're up checking all the way.
It's a bad memories.
It is. Yes,
it is awful.
But it's too late. Some of it's already made it past the pyloric sphincter.
Right. Doesn't matter.
In your intestine.
Already, yeah, it's acting.
Yeah, the brain's smart. It knows. Can't go that way. Got to go this way.
Oh, no.
Mad dash to the John, and it's the other end, right?
Yep.
All night long, you're up. If it's not one end, it's the other
end. Worst 12 hours of your life.
Feel like crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
Yeah.
So the question is this a healthy response? Are you sick or are you healthy?
Are you healthy being sick? What would that be?
It's a very healthy response. It is, in fact, saving your life.
Okay.
So even though you've got symptoms, as you suggested right at the beginning, you can have symptoms
right.
and be very healthy. This is a prime example.
Your body is reacting normally and in a healthy manner to expel the bad stuff.
Right.
I'm with you.
You and I both have daughters. We've had little babies.
Yes, we have.
What happens when a baby comes down with a fever? What's going on?
Body is heating up to kill the bacteria.
Okay, and that's a good thought.
Or the virus.
If you take a look at it, what's happened is you've got an army of bacterium that's trying to take over that child's body.
Right.
And if it's successful, it will kill the child. But it's not without defenses. It's got an army of white blood cells fighting. So you got this war going on.
Yep.
But the white blood cells have one tremendous ally. It's called the brain. And the brain knows what you and I don't. And that is that invading bacterium are febrile sensitive. They can't handle a temperature change with a heck. So what happens is the brain starts jacking the temperature up. White
right.
blood cells are fine. It kills the invading bacterium.
Yep.
And it looks at it and says, this is pretty good, but there's still a lot of them. So let's try the other end. And it runs the temperature down and it creates a chill. That kills more of them. All night long, the temperature's going up and down, up and down.
Right.
Does the child feel happy? No. It's miserable. But is it a healthy response? Absolutely, it is.
Which is why, you know, they tell you when you have a small child now, you don't immediately give the child something to lower the temperature, ibuprofen or aspirin, if the child spikes a low-grade temperature. You just don't do that.
Used to.
Yes, in the old days. Yes.
Well, that's the problem when you're dealing with this. We don't have all the information yet. So what makes you think we've got all the information today? We don't know, do we?
Right, no.
So that's why inherent to the process that we advocate is the body heals itself and it makes those determinations. Let's talk about osteoporosis.
A big jump, but I'll bite. Go ahead.
Well, you see, drugs override normal body functions and they create additional health problems.
Sure they do.
They save lives at times.
Yep.
In osteoporosis, if you take a look at it, bone has a life cycle. It has cells that create bones. These are called osteoblasts. And it has cells that break bone down. And these are called osteoclasts.
Okay.
Both are essential to the life cycle of bone. You create bone, but you've got to get rid of the bone when it gets old and the spongy stuff. Now, all of the osteoporosis medications on the market work one way. They kill the osteoclasts.
What's that mean?
It means that they've killed the life cycle of the bone. So the osteoblasts continue to keep producing bone, so the bone gets more dense initially, but now you've got no way of getting rid of the old and bad bone. And so the actual quality of the bone deteriorates. And in fact, as a direct result of this, there are over 4,000 ladies that have necrosis of the jaw. You see, the jaw is the fastest reproducing bone in the body. Necrosis is death of. So as a direct result of this medication, they've actually killed their jaws.
So their jawbone has died.
Exactly. So it's just one example of how medication overrides normal body functions. And although medication is essential, we're glad that we have it. In the treatment of chronic illnesses, there's often better ways to go.
So when we talk about the Yardley Institute and what you do, which is restoring the brain and body connection.
Yes.
How does that relate to the medications that we take to eliminate the symptoms?
It's handling the health issues a totally different way.
And what way is that?
It's tapping into the inherent ability of the body to heal itself.
So you're basically helping the body do what it is built to do.
Right. Rather than patching it up, you're correcting underlying causes. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not offering a cure to osteoporosis. I do think that there are more natural ways to go at it, other things that can be done, and we certainly guide our practice members in those directions.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to another doctor, Dr. Mark, who I guess he's a retired dentist and also pharmacist.
Yes, he was a dentist in the military for 26 years. Prior to entering dentistry, he was a pharmacist.
And do I understand that, what were the things that he suffered from?
Well, he was dealing with peripheral neuropathy,
okay,
which is a numbness that develops usually in the feet as a result of nerves dying.
Okay.
Knee pain and thumb and wrist problems.
Now, had he seen anybody prior to seeing you?
He was at the Mayo Clinic for a month. He went to Johns Hopkins and regrettably didn't get any improvement anywhere. In fact, in some cases, he said it made it worse.
I think we need to find out what happened to Dr. Mark when he showed up on your doorstep.
Sounds good.
Dr. Mark, I want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Hi there, Dr. Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Doing good.
So, Dr. Mark, tell me about what conditions you were dealing with prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. I understand that there were some issues with, what, your lower back and some peripheral neuropathy?
Yeah, mainly it's from a lot of military service and overseas. Mainly was first with the lower back, but in the last 10 years you could add a whole bunch of peripheral neuropathy of both feet. And then I had trouble with both wrists and both knees, and it just causing considerable problems sleeping at night.
Were you somewhat skeptical when you went to go see Dr. Yardley?
I was skeptical because I've been through everything before and I didn't see any real results.
What was your initial impression when you went and visited them at the clinic?
He's very gentle, he's very experienced, and I felt, you know, I don't know where this is going, but at least I feel very confident in him.
We often talk with people about what the treatment is like. Some people say it was as if he didn't do anything. What was your experience, both as a doctor and patient?
No, I felt him do something. It's very gentle, though. It's just like he says, and just like he explained to me in the office, and like he says on his radio program, this doesn't hurt, you know. This is gentle. It's just exactly what he says.
So, immediate results? Did you feel something right after the initial effort, or did it take a while? Was it gradual? What was your experience?
Actually, it took a while. I felt something. I was surprised that I did feel something, but my condition didn't really change right away, no.
But over a period of time, I gather that it did. What was your experience there?
Yeah, I felt he was doing something, and slowly but surely, you know. First, I didn't pay attention. Then all of a sudden, I said, you know something, I am improving. It takes patience and time.
So tell me about your improvement. Where are you at with the back pain and the peripheral neuropathy?
Back pain is about 50% better. In the peripheral neuropathy, in the knees, the wrists are okay. I go to the gym. I do very light, but I still go to the gym and I still swim a couple times a week. And I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, so
I don't have to get up all night.
And so I gather the knee pain has been reduced quite a bit?
At least 80% the knees. Knees are really happy with. And even the peripheral neuropathy in both feet is at least 70% better. And the wrists are maybe 85% better because I actually use them every day. I use them normally now.
Well, that must be very satisfying for you to be able to. I mean, obviously, it's opened up your life again and allowed you to exercise and do things. Or am I wrong about that?
It's been wonderful. I tell you, I've tried everything before, from the Mayo Clinic to regular chiropractors, acupuncture, even prolotherapy. Nothing really helped much.
One of the challenges,
slowly but surely, I'm getting better and better.
One of the challenges, and you're a clinician yourself, and that is we seek to create a situation where the body is healing itself. We seek to create a situation where you're not dependent upon us correcting it all of the time.
You're not going to find an expert like you anyway. It's just not, this is not a common specialty, you know, that you're going to find a lot of people doing it. And you've got the experience. So, you know, I put my trust in you. And that's what I do when I feel I got a really good doctor. And I just said, you know, sometimes you get a little impatient, but I just said, I need to be patient. And, you know, I am improving, so let's go with it. And we stayed with it.
That's really kind of you to say that. And that's my attitude, too. And when I go to a good clinician, listen to what they say and try not to judge it too much myself.
Dr. Mark, it's been a pleasure to meet you. Your story is really a fascinating one and one that I think is very uplifting. Thank you for sharing it.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to share this with people, really.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye.
An impressive story from Dr. Mark, Dr. Yardley, but it's not all that unusual, is it?
It's not, but it is a compelling story.
Yeah, it sure is.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this? I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members, and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she'd brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
Now, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
What you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys, there's the liver, there's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system. And they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but one of the control systems in the suit goes down.
Mm.
And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
Oh, that's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark?
No, I don't think so. But, but anyway, it's a great analogy when you take a look at it because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I'd check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. Now, we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game, but I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days, his skin had cleared up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema. Mm-hmm. You don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise and the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back. Thank you for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Lee, this next call, we're going to talk to Cindy, who has been a patient of yours. I think she had fibromyalgia. Is that right?
That's correct.
But she also has a son, and apparently her child needed your help. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, both mom and dad had been practice members for quite some time, and the son, Cole, had developed some issues, some significant issues.
Do you often treat children?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. It's not something that I had, it had occurred to me, but it's all about quality of life. And I guess the brain-body connection knows no age limits, does it?
It does not. I mean, it can start as early as birth, and they have health issues as well.
Well, let's talk to Cindy. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
So, Cindy, you are a little unusual because we've talked to parents before, but you brought your son Cole in to Dr. Yardley for a very specific matter. Could you tell us just what was going on with the little guy?
He was in the second grade, and he started coughing. And we thought it was allergies because, we all have allergies in this family. We thought maybe seasonal allergies or something. And we just started coughing, and he would cough more and clearing his throat more and coughing more and coughing more. And it got to where in school, his classmates were kind of looking at him funny and, oh, cool, quit coughing, and they would kind of stand away, and kind of ostracize him, and even his teacher would say, cool, just quit that coughing. I mean, we went to allergy specialists and we went, through all kinds of asthma tests and allergy tests and asthma medications and allergy medications. And finally, what they hit on was that it was a neurological tic, and it wasn't a real cough coming, from his respiratory. There was no tickle in his throat. It was something that was being triggered in his brain.
And were they medicating that or what?
Well, not until we found out what it was, and then we took him to a specialist who was able to evaluate him, And we had tried, you know, by process of elimination, right? We had tried already the allergies and the asthma and medications and treatments for those, and they were not working at all. And, you know, at this point, Cole, he would cough so much where he couldn't, like, hardly stand up because he was, all of his oxygen was going out with his cough, you know. And he would cry. He would be uncomfortable. Kids wouldn't stand near him and play with him, you know, and things like that. Adults would look at him funny when we'd go to the grocery stores, you know.
Let's talk about Dr. Yardley.
So we started treatment. About 3 months into treatment, early January, I started to notice that it was really different. I started noticing that Cole seemed more settled. He wasn't as nervous or as anxious. He wasn't fidgety. He seemed to have more confidence. He almost seemed like almost a different kid. He just seemed like he was real comfortable in his own skin. And I thought, well, gee, I wonder. And so he was taking 2 pills a day, and I cut his nighttime pill in half. And after the first month, his symptoms didn't come back. And so then I cut his daytime morning pill in half. And we just did that until he was weaned completely off the pills, and his symptoms have not come back again. So that would be at the end of third grade. Got him off the pills, but completely. Then he's finishing fifth grade now. And he is still symptom-free and medication-free.
And how are you doing?
I still go to Dr. Yardley, but I don't need to go very often because my adjustments are holding, which is nice. Cole is now, I think, every 3 or 4 months. He's holding his adjustments really well. The biggest issue was the pain in my feet and my legs, and a good part of that stays away. I was, you know, well into my 30s when I started, so I had 30 years to get myself all tied up in knots,
sure.
And it might, you know, take a while.
So it sounds like your quality of life and Cole's quality of life is dramatically improved.
Right. Yes, definitely. And I don't, if I can add this, the only reason why I went to Dr. Yardley is because I was visiting a friend of mine who was a hairdresser, is on her feet all day long. She has scoliosis, and she had rods in her back to, you know, hold her spine straight.
Sure.
And she was in so much pain, and I was in there visiting her, and she said after going to this new chiropractor, she was getting off of her heavy-duty meds that she was on. And so this is now, you know, the three of us that I personally know who have been tremendously helped by the style of chiropractic work that Dr. Yardley does and the quality that's done in his clinic.
That's a ringing endorsement. Cindy, thank you for making the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Cindy.
Dr. Yardley, I got to say, you hear a story about a little guy, an 8-year-old, and suddenly this ongoing problem vanishes. Boy, what a life changer.
That's right. Yeah, and what didn't come out when that is Cole has held his last correction for 18 months.
Which is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Yardley. Dr. Yardley, we've talked before about trigeminal neuralgia, and it appears to be a much more commonplace than I was aware that it was. It's called the suicide disease, sometimes called TN. Tell us a little bit about it, because you see it a good deal, don't you?
Yeah, it's a neurological condition. The word neuralgia actually just means an abnormal condition of nerves. But what it's addressing is one of the cranial nerves, the trigeminal nerve. And it's called the trigeminal nerve because it has three branches. But what happens is this nerve starts developing problems that results in spiking pain. And this is it can be unrelenting. It places a person in living hell. And
on their face, on their head?
head?
On the face, yes. It can affect one side. It can affect the other side. It can just affect one root. It can affect two or even three of the roots. And there have been many procedures developed for it, none of them solving them, all a containment approach, because there's really no known cause for it. And it's very difficult to craft a solution for a problem that you can't define well.
Now, we need to be clear, and we do this periodically on the show. You don't cure trigeminal neuralgia.
No, that's not what we do.
In fact, you don't cure anything, do you?
Not at all. Not at all.
So explain to the person who's just tuned in for the first time, Dr. Yardley, what it is you do then.
Okay, so we deal with the brain-body connection. We work on the concept that the body is self-healing and self-regulating. It needs no help, just no interference.
Now, so by that you mean the body can heal itself?
It does so with cuts. It creates babies. It heals ulcers. Yes, the body is self-healing.
Okay, so when you say we don't cure trigeminal neuralgia, but what our procedure helps with it, what do you mean by that?
What we mean is that if a person's got a compromised brain-body connection, our area of expertise and what we do is we correct that, which puts the body back in contact with itself so it can begin to heal in places it wasn't healing before. And so this has resulted over the years in a whole string of people that we've seen with this condition, trigeminal neuralgia, this suicide disease, that have reported wonderful changes as a result of getting this problem corrected.
So you're essentially, if I can put this in plain language, you're helping the body get out of the way of itself.
That's
in
correct.
Order to heal.
Yeah, usually the compromised brain-body connection has occurred at some point in a person's life as a result of some kind of trauma. It might be forceps used in the delivery process.
Really?
It might be falls.
That early?
Oh, it can start right at birth, yes.
Okay.
It might be, you know, falls in playing rugby. Heaven forbid a person walks into a boxing ring. Yeah. You know, any of these things. Auto accidents, one of the most common places.
Very common, I would assume.
Yes. And so, you know, a number of years ago, back in 2007, I had this lady come and see me. She had this condition. She had trigeminal neuralgia.
How long had she had it for?
She had had it for a good 10 years.
Oh, my, I can't imagine that. Daily facial pain that was never ending?
Sometimes initially it comes and it goes.
Okay.
And then with time, if it worsens, which it often does, then it can become unrelenting.
Okay.
And her and her husband had retired, and they had one of these big, large RV vehicles, and they traveled around the country in their retirement. She'd heard about the work we did at the Institute, and so they decided that they would come up and spend the winter in Seattle at the Institute to see if perhaps they could be helped with this problem.
Okay. And so she'd had this for a while. She was still living her life, but her life simply had constant pain.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
So what happened?
Well, you may remember 2007 was the winter from hell. This was not the winter to spend in Seattle. So she right at the beginning of her care, I explained to her how one of the phenomenons of natural healing and what we do is you can briefly re-experience previous health problems.
Okay.
And usually it's not debilitating, not terribly painful, could last a day, maybe two, and then it passes. But I warn every practice member that this is a possibility. So when I explained it to her, she got this look of horror on her face.
Why?
And she said, you know, 6 months ago, I came down with shingles.
Oh.
Are you telling me I could go back through that again? And, you know, I got really sheepish because I've had that happen before.
Okay.
And so I explained to her that she would not be the first one if that happened.
You owned it.
Yes.
Okay.
But,
what happened?
Well, she was a brave lady and she opted to continue anyway.
Did she get shingles back?
She went all the way through to March, April of the following year. And her and her husband were loading up the RV vehicle and they were heading on out. She dropped by and she dropped off this beautiful thank you card. And in the thank you card, it said, Dr. Yardley and staff, thank you so much for the help I've got. In fact, I got help with this and that I hadn't expected. And she signed off at the bottom. And then she put, P.S. Dr. Yardley, I forgive you for the shingles.
Oh.
It did come back. But so only for a day.
She traded a brief relapse of shingles for elimination of ongoing awful facial pain.
Plus one horrendous winter in Seattle.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yes.
There's a price for everything. Is this kind of experience relatively common with your practice, Dr. Yardley? Do you find that by realigning the spine and the cranium, that quite often trigeminal neuralgia does dissipate or completely vanish?
Quite often, many times, not always,
okay,
but many times. Usually, people experience other profound changes in the health picture as well. That's usually their primary focus, because that's why they're there. But usually, the people that have this are generally 50-plus, age-wise.
Okay.
And sometimes very athletic. One of the ladies I took care of with it, she had competed in the Wimbledon in tennis.
Really?
Yeah, she was a coach now. But you don't get to compete in the Wimbledon unless you're really good.
Wow.
And most of them experience significant health with regards to it.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.